The following talk was from the Foundation 7 conference at the Quinta Conference Center, April 2016.
and this thy grace must give. If life be long, I will be glad that I may long obey. If short, why should I be sad to end my little day? Christ leads me through no darker rooms than he went through before. He that to God's kingdom comes must enter by this door. Come, Lord, when grace has made me meet thy blessed face to see. For if thy work on earth be sweet, what will thy glory be? Then I shall end my sad complaints and weary sinful days, and join with the triumphant saints who sing my Saviour's praise. My knowledge of that life is small, the eye of faith is dim, but 'tis enough that Christ knows all, and I shall be with him.
Then Moses said to the children of Israel, "See, Adonai has called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, in all manner of craftsmanship, to make ingenious designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, as well as cutting gemstones for setting, wood carving, to make all kinds of skilled craftsmanship. He's also placed in his heart the ability to teach. Both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with wisdom of heart to forge all the works of an engraver, an artisan, and an embroiderer in blue, purple, scarlet, and in fine linen, as well as weaving. They can perform every craft and ingenious designs. And so Bezalel and Aholiab are to work, along with every wise-hearted man and woman as well, I suppose, in whom Adonai has placed insight and understanding, to know how to perform all the labor for the service of the sanctuary, according to everything Adonai has commanded." And then Moses called Bezalel, Aholiab, and all the wise-hearted men in whose minds Adonai had set wisdom, along with everyone whose heart stirred him up to come and do the work.
See you. Lord, may we know the power of your blood again in our lives and in our nation. For Lord, we lift it up to you and thank you for the past when your word was preached. But oh God, we want more. We want you now.
Yes.
We need you now, Lord.
So, Father, we finish this evening in the same way we started today, blessing your holy name, worshipping you as our Heavenly Father, worshipping you, Lord Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. Father, inviting you to be involved with all that we are doing and all that we have done. Father, inviting you to continue to minister among us and to minister to us in all the amazing creative ways that you can. Father, we lift every experience we've had back to you today. We thank you, you are a God who hears us. Father, as my sister just prayed there, we thank you heard her. Father, we want to say thank you, you always hear us. Father, we want to say thank you, you also God who speaks to us and who ministers to us. And Father, our expectation is that as we would leave this time tonight, Lord, that you would continue to minister to us. You'd continue to have your way among us, because Father, that is the cry of our hearts tonight, that you would truly have your way. And you truly have your will. So, Father, as we leave this place now, and we go for teas and coffees, and we go for wherever we're going, Father, we ask that your blessing would rest upon us, and that your presence will be with us. In your mighty name of Yeshua, your son, we're asking. Amen.
Thank you very much. Wasn't that amazing? Truly. We do have teas and coffees, as was mentioned. They're just going to be...
We hope you enjoyed that talk. If you want to hear any more from the Foundation 7 conference or any other Foundation conferences, then go to our website at www.foundationsconferences.com.